It was on a while ago. All right, thank you. Took all four of us to get it going. Amen. Thank y'all for coming tonight. And we're glad to have Judy back in town. Amen. Praise God. God is good, isn't he? Wow, what a good crowd we got tonight. Good looking, too, don't you think? Amen. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Well, this morning was one of those precious days. And tonight prayer was as well. What a great manifestation of the Lord. It was just, you know, you certainly appreciate those kinds of things. And I appreciate all that we've learned, and not to be afraid of the Holy Spirit, but to embrace him. So he wants to do something very special in your life all the time. So praise God. We'll have a, I don't know if anything we need to announce. Anything we need to announce? Well, look back on the back row. There is two of my favorite people. Turn around and introduce yourself to them there, Charlie. Troy and Wanda are here tonight. Thank y'all for coming. Yeah. Praise be to God forever. We appreciate all of you. Anna Lee, are you here anyway? All of you. Praise God. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. And Lord, we still sense a carryover of this morning and tonight as we've been praying. But Lord, we thank you that you're going to speak tonight through Terry, through Julie. And Lord, we thank you for them. And Lord, I thank you for all the ladies and all the men, Lord, who not just speak. That's important, and it's very, very, very important, but still. So is greeting people at the door. Everything is important. And Lord God, we do it with excellence. And thank you for these people. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless them all. In Jesus' mighty name. We ask for your anointing tonight. We believe we receive it. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did y'all enjoy this morning? Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Uh-oh. Trouble just came in the door. There's a big guy carrying his purse. When you see a guy that big carrying a purse, something's up. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He probably got his Magnum 44 in there or something. Hallelujah. We do love him. You know, if you don't pick on people, you're not loved. So you're very loved. You feel it? I feel it. Praise God. I tell you, I do. I say it a lot, and I said, just said it a while ago. But thank you for some of y'all drive a long, long way to come. And so like I was talking to Jerry a while ago, they sit down to eat lunch at 2:45 time they got home. And so, and then turn around for most of you. So anyway, thank you so very, very much. So praise God. Anything we need to share? Anybody got anything you want to? We did go to the movie the other night, and we're going to let Rose and Dina share about that. I'm just kidding. No, we want to thank Dina for getting all that together. And did everybody pay up? Dina, did everybody pay up? Everybody did pay up. That's a great thing. Y'all are honest people. So it was. Anybody want to share about the movie right quick? Just a minute or two? The movie was great. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was like 3 hours or so. And Ann watched every word of it and didn't complain one time. It's a miracle. It was really good. It was so good that we won't call Verdell's and Keith Sanderson's name. I'm glad I wasn't sitting by him, though, I'll tell you the truth. I would have had to punch him or something. But they get up a lot earlier than I do, and I understand. Praise God. But it was good, and the next one will be out, and we'll go see it, whatever the Lord has for us. So praise God. All right. So. They may do it. The first part, okay, we can show that here sometime later on. I tell you what Ann thought. This is Ann's idea. On the next one, when they part the Red Sea, We need to have it at the football field on a huge screen. Just let the water part on the football field. Wouldn't that be cool? We'd have a drive-in party. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that sounds good. Julie, you going to come up? Oh, we're going to have some music. Hey, you got some music up there, Maestro? We got music. All right. Holy Spirit speaking, leading this service tonight. I'm so glad that she's here. Lord, as we worship you now, we thank you for the good times. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. And we do worship you, Lord, because we love you. Amen.
There's a story to be told. In the crashing of the ocean, there's a power that no man will ever hold. All the stars in the heavens decorate your handiwork. And like a mighty choir, they've come to celebrate your word. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise. All creation is singing to the honor of your name. Don't let the lightning and the thunder, Lord, open up my eyes. Don't let me miss the glory. In the cry of a baby, in the laughter of love, in the dance of the faithful, you will find the greatness of our God above. In the prayer of the righteous, in the beauty of your grace, in a brand new morning's mercy, all your memories of my sin have been erased. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise. Your name. Don't let me miss the wonder. Don't let me miss the grand design. And the lightning and the thunder, Lord, open up my eyes. Don't let me miss the glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, Doug. I don't think I'll ever get tired of that. Man. Glory be to God forever. You must see the sunset yesterday afternoon. Wow. It was. It was really, really pretty. Really, really pretty. Rest of y'all. Did y'all see it? It's pretty, wasn't it? A picture? Whoa. Go show it to Jimmy. Let him put it on a big screen. This is yesterday's sunset. You'll never see it again. It's only one a day. They're never the same. Amen. All right, we're going to put this on the screen. Focus. Oh, wow. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Glory to God. Praise God. All right. Look at that. He's holding a whole world in his hand right there. He's a lot like God. Oh, it was awesome. It was. I was out in it. It was beautiful. Praise God. Okay, Julie. You ready? Thank you. Let's give her a hand clap as she comes. Amen. Praise God.
No,
this is how you do it right here.
Karen will fuss at me.
Give you some water.
Words. Our words are the most powerful thing in the universe. God Himself never does anything without speaking it first. In Genesis 1, it says over and over again how God said as He created our universe. In Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light." 1:6, "Let there be," and God said, "Let there be a firmament." And on through until the entire universe was created. In Ephesians 5:1, in the Amplified Version, "Therefore be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example, as well-beloved children imitate their father." Jesus was imitating His Father when He spoke to the wind, the sea, demons, a fig tree, even dead men, and they were all obedient to His words. To be saved, we must confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Romans 10:8-13, "The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you, Jesus. David spoke or confessed out loud before he ran towards Goliath what he believed the end result of the battle would be in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath cursed David and said what he believed he was going to do to David. But God's word, God's covenant was not backing Goliath's words. Goliath said and acted on what he believed, but because there was not a covenant backing what he believed, it didn't happen. The covenant was backing David's words. Ezekiel obeyed the Lord in Ezekiel 37, and he prophesied and spoke to the dry bones. As he prophesied, the bones came together, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. And Ezekiel prophesied again as he was commanded, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Words spoken out loud puts our ministering spirits, our angels, into action. Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? And Daniel 10:12, an angel said to Daniel, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Thank you, Lord. There are so many scriptures in the Bible that tell us the importance of our words, the power of our tongue. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Revelation 12:11 in the Amplified, and they have overcome and conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the word and utterance of their testimony. For they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap until they had to die for their witnessing. Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Psalms 141:3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Mark 11:23-24, we all know this. Jesus said, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. John 15:7, Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. 1 Peter 3:10, he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Psalms 34:13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. James 3:8-10, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. James 1:26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Proverbs 4:20-24. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. The will of God is the word of God. The word of God is the will of God. Confessing God's word keeps it alive in your heart. God's word carries power. It is more than just a positive confession. Speak the word of God. Our tongue carries the power when we speak it. Is your problem really just your words about your problem? Our words are containers. Words become images in your brain. Words contain knowledge. Choose the words that define you. Choose the word of God. Our problem is, a lot of times we know and speak about the knowledge of ourselves instead of the knowledge of God. What are we speaking? Are we speaking good or evil? Faith or fear? Joy or depression and sadness? Peace or strife? Success or failure? Love or hate? Generosity or greed? Prosperity or lack? Our future or our past? Speak the word of God and speak it boldly. Speak it with the authority given to us by Jesus himself. We are God's representatives in the earth. We are God's mouthpieces. We should speak his word boldly, with authority, believing it has power to change our lives and our circumstances, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, and financially. Jesus has the authority over releasing the resources that bring our words into physical manifestation. I pray, Psalms 141, 3, set a guard over my lips, O Lord. Set a guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And I pray that I am obedient to this verse. I am obedient when the Holy Spirit reminds me or points out when I say something negative. Or obedient when Virgil points out when I say something negative. So, I asked Mom this morning how long it's been that we've been listening to Kenneth Copeland, and it's been since probably before 1980. And me and Virgil have went through a time, well, lots of our family has, where we did not go to church. We still sat and we still listened to Kenneth Copeland. And so we were getting fed the word. We knew better than to confess something negative. But we were not confessing the word of God over our lives. And we basically became stagnant instead of growing. And that is, I've discovered, as bad or almost as bad as speaking something negative over your life is not being in your set place, not speaking God's word over your life, not growing in God. So ask the Holy Spirit to set a guard over your lips. Be obedient. Speak God's word. Find out what God's word says about your problems or about your situation or about your future. And speak God's word. There are some books in the back by Charles Capps. This actually changed my life at a very early age. And it'll get you a head start on speaking positive. He has other books on other subjects. Joyce Meyer has a book. There are plenty of resources, so many resources out there now. Speak God's word. Wow.
Hallelujah. Less than an hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is awesome. You may be seated for a second. I tell you, I just want to brag on all of you and these ladies. This is not in their comfort zone. You know, us preachers, we can just get up and rattle and talk and not ever say anything for a while. But it's important that we grow. This is part of growth for all of us. And so just step up, be the plate, and let God. I tell you, when you open your mouth, the Holy Spirit will speak. Amen. You just have to open your mouth and let Him go. Amen. Well, we're going to ask my favorite daughter-in-law to come up now. She's my only daughter-in-law. And she's very, very precious. Amen. We love her so much. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, between me and Julie, I thought we'd be pretty quick. No running over, but never know. Who knows? No, you did great, Julie. I'm going to talk about being qualified, accepted, worthy. I know I fight it, being loved, not loved, being not weird. But that's okay. I'm okay being weird. But you worry. You worry that, though, that's not a good thing. But God says that's not true. There's some examples in the Bible I want to go through of people that didn't care what people thought. I talk at the women's conference about Ruth, and I'm going to talk about her tonight. She was married to, I don't even know who she was married to. I don't remember the name anymore. But her husband died, and her mother-in-law was Naomi. And here she was in her country, which was a foreign country, and she didn't know what to do. Her husband's gone. Father-in-law's gone. All she had was Naomi. So they head back to Bethlehem, which is where Naomi is from. And, you know, Naomi's kind of bitter. She's like, well, I don't need anybody. I'm just going to go back, you know, whatever. I don't need you. And Ruth is like, no, I'm staying with you. I'm going to honor you. And so they went back, and Ruth went and worked in the fields, just picking up what was left after what they already picked over. So all she's picking up is just little bits, just to feed her and Naomi. God started honoring her. She ended up with Boaz. She ended up marrying Boaz. God blessed all that she did, because she could have gone and done some things that women did to get money, but she didn't. She held on to her honor, and she got married. She could have used her circumstances and said, I'm not good enough, I'm just a widower, I'm a foreigner, but she did not. And she, God honored that. And she is direct descendant, basically, to Jesus. She was great-great-grandmother to David. So, you know, she didn't let those circumstances drive her. The next example I'm going to talk about is Saul. And this is before he turned to Paul. Saul wasn't a good man. He persecuted Christians. He made some really bad decisions about killing people. And God said, oh, no, sir. I'm going to show him what you're all about. And on his way to Damascus, light came up. Well, I'll go through it. It's here somewhere. Okay. So in Acts 9, let's say 4, Well, three. So as he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed from around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" So he already knew. He said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do." So he goes on into the city. He's blind at this point. He blinded him. Ananias, the Lord goes to Ananias and says, "Go find Saul and lay hands on him. He will regain his sight." Ananias did. So he got in 17. Ananias departed, entered the house, and after laying hands on him, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." He immediately fell, and immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales. So he was able to see again. So Saul began to preach. All of a sudden he knew. Now, he went from killing Christians to preaching it. It's even said, people were like, were you not the guy that was killing them? So he had, now, his wasn't done on circumstances. His were his own decisions, even harder to get past. He could have said, "Gosh, Lord, here I was killing these Christians. I can't do this. But he didn't hear that. He didn't hear any of that. And so he goes on, writes how much of the New Testament, how much bunches. So we got to get past. First, we got to let the Lord into our heart and into our brain and say, "You are a child of God." We got to hear that. And we can't let circumstances, our decisions, any of that affect what he feels for us. Because, you know, we can all say, "Well, I wasn't pretty enough to get that part," or "I don't want to go out for the basketball team. I haven't practiced enough." Whatever it is, that's not what God says. Why is it important to feel worth or qualified? I mean, we can go through and be saved. I'm saved. Yay! You know, but that's not living life to its fullest. It's not. He has a purpose for us, each and every one of us. We're all different. I am way different than most people. They don't know it. I come across as pretty normal. But I'm really not. Jay's shaking his head. You know, I am. Ann doesn't understand. I love jigsaw puzzles. I love a jigsaw puzzle. I'll sit there and do it for hours. And then I'll tear it up. Ann's like, "What the heck? Why would you do that?" But it's fun to me. And that's what, you know, weird things like that. That's what makes life fun. But if we don't sort of show some of those things and put all that out there, we're all just going to be the same. And that's boring. And it doesn't show what God is about, because he made us all different. And it's important, all these little aspects that each person have is some semblance of what God is. He made us all in his image. So it is very important to know what we are worth, because otherwise it just doesn't show who he is. So thank y'all.
You did good, baby. Wonderful. Love you. We love you just like you are. Amen. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's right. Amen. 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 Well done. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's so true, Melody. Thank you. Right. We got a house full of people that need to share. And praise God. It was just great. Great, great, great. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord is leading us to do something. Mel, if you'd come up here, and all the ladies, if you've spoken since the ladies' conference, whatever, all you ladies that spoke at the conference, would y'all come up here? That's here, of course. If you're not here, you don't have to come up here. That's funny. I don't care what you say. That's funny. Now I need to step over here out of the way. But anyways, everyone is here. We've got some, of course, that's not here that shared. I would probably. Dina, get in line, Dina. We're going to give you a vaccination here. Chicken pox. Hallelujah. But we want to pray for this group and for those who's not here. That was Pam and Paige and Lacey and Casey. That's four for sure. Yeah, from our church. That's what we want to talk about. But we're going to carry this on to next Sunday night too, and because there's one or two you got girls that did not get to speak, we're going to give you a chance to do that next Sunday night. But because so many are here tonight, and you're here, Melody, which is important because you can't always be here. But I want us just to pray for this group. And we want to thank Melody for obeying the Lord and putting this together. She didn't have to do this. And she don't have a lot of time anyway. But to do this, and she just did, as the Lord led her, there was many qualified people out here. But this is who the Lord wanted to share. So it's part of growing up. It's one thing about it. You will never forget speaking for the first time in your life. I remember the first message I ever preached, and that's probably 45 years ago. It's just something that's in you. It marks you, and you've done it, and you are chosen of God. So let's all bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit of God upon each one of these ladies. The spirit of excellence, the spirit of grace, spirit of power, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of, can I say laughter? The spirit of gentleness upon you, and the spirit of graceful administration of the workings of God upon you and upon all of the ladies. We pray, Lord God, and we thank you for them. We thank you for all our ladies and all our men and all of our young people and all of our teachers. Lord, you're doing something great here. We want to acknowledge you that, Lord, it's your spirit of greatness in all of them and in all of us that makes us unique. It makes us powerful, but yet at the same time, makes us like you. So, Lord, I think Terry said something that was important, but is that all of our little weirdness that we all have, God, not that you're weird, God, all the little different things that we do, Lord, all that's in you, and we just thank you. Thank you for a great time together. And Lord, we ask to bless these ladies. Thank you, Lord, for Melly, and you put this on her heart, and there's more to come. So, Lord, we give you praise for all this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Thank you, ladies. Also,
the women's ramp is coming up in Hamilton, Alabama. Y'all know Karen Wheaton? Okay. Well, anyway, if anybody's interested in going, y'all see me after church, because if you want to go, we're going to get a group to go. And it's April the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I went last year. I didn't even know they had a women's ramp. It was awesome. Like, just floated around the Holy Ghost the whole time. I could tell you story after story that happened. So anyway, if you, the tickets are on sale now. The early, I think they're $55, and then the hotels fill up quick. So we need to get, if you're interested in going, just kind of get with me. And we don't have to. I mean, we can go like meet somewhere and ride together, or we can. You know, we don't have to do everything together. But you know, if you're interested in going, it's really a blessing. You just fly around in the Holy Ghost over in Hamilton.
Anytime you have a chance to go to the ramp, take advantage of it. It's, yes?
Sure. I believe you ladies, you can decide what Sunday, but y'all were supposed to teach the new class one Sunday, Sunday school class, which, Suzanne, I know that you have a class, but it'd be good to get, you need to speak to the youth. Y'all do. Another step out. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you and more. But I think y'all really need to speak into these youth, into their lives. And God will tell you just what, you know, they don't really care about hearing from an old person like me. But I'm telling you, y'all need to. That's good. That's the Holy Ghost.
I just want to say, Suzanne and I have already been talking about it. There's another women's meeting going to come up. God hadn't really given us a day yet, but just be preparing your heart, because if you're out there right now, you're on the list. You're, you know, God's coming after you. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much. I mean, just listen to Terry and Julie and Jennifer. I'm just so proud of Jennifer. I mean, like, she just coming out of her shell and, like, stepping out. You know what I'm saying? That's just so powerful to me. I'm just so proud of her. I told y'all last week, my daughter-in-laws are better than y'all's. My daughter's from heaven. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I'm just saying that there's so much out there in each one of y'all. You see what I'm saying? And God wants you to share it. You just step out of your comfort zone. So, yeah.
Well, it will after I share this. Because if you'd been in prayer a while ago, which most of y'all were, Holy Ghost talk about our children. We got to mentor our children, incline our ear to them, be keen to them, patient with them, and help them grow up. He grew us up, and we got to help grow them up. So what a great avenue and a door for you guys to share in Sunday school. Occasion along the way for the 6th grade through the 12th grade. What a great group to deal with. So anyway, praise God. Let's give them another hand clap. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jay will be getting with you. You get with Jay and he'll assign you a Sunday. Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's just pray a minute. About that time anyway. Father, thank you. Lord, is there anything we need else to do? Lord, we're learning. It's all about you. Because you have good things for us. We don't want to miss anything. Okay, Lord, I'll do that. But thank you. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Sure.
The Lord said that as you think putting a jigsaw puzzle together is just something in the natural, He said God uses all things, that just like His character, He puts the pieces of our lives together. and that it parallels. Every piece is different. Some have 1 point, some have 2 points, some have 3, and some have 4. Some are the corners, some are the center. He said that everything he puts in a person is significant, and that your heart parallels with his heart, and that he will use those pieces in your life because people can relate to them. People can relate to you as a mother, as a wife, as a young lady, but as a strong young lady with the characteristics of God. So nothing about you is weird, because he's not weird, but that he formed you in your mother's womb with all the pieces that he had planned for your life. And he's going to put those pieces together because he knows the plans he has for you. And that's what he would have me share with you. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, when I asked Terry and Julie to share, I said, now, you don't have to do this. We've had some that couldn't, didn't feel led to do, which is totally fine. But they, no, I'll do it. And you appreciate that. You really, really do. Praise God. Praise God. Thousands of pieces. Right. Well, you know, it's just a great example that she has patience or endurance. And said, we ain't going there. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Well, it's been a fantastic day. And you ladies, we love you so much. And you're just as powerful as anybody else. You have the same spirit in you as anyone else. So praise be to God forever. So anyway, love you. Doug, don't forget I need to, what was I going to ask you? Okay. I'll think of it. Father, thank you for this night. Lord, this day. And thank you, Lord, for these people. This is more fun than baling hay. Father, I give you praise tonight. Lord, we declare now that everything about our life is whole. That's what this morning was dealing with. Whole. Nothing missing. Nothing. Lord God, we declare in the name of Jesus, our families are strong and they're whole. They're wealthy and healthy. And together, Lord, we give you praise. And devil, you take a hike in the name of Jesus. You cannot come near our properties in the name of Jesus. We all agreed and said amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah. This Wanda. Not the Sweeney Wanda. Because I said, Doug got a new job? No. Come on, buddy.
Troy. I don't like being put on the spot like this, but, you know, I was praying and I called a guy and asked him what his hours was. He ran like I did, and he told me he wasn't with the same company I am now. So the Lord opened up a door. I didn't do it. And, okay, I'm up there. And so, I mean, the Lord just opened up the doors for me to take another position. I start orientation next Monday, you know, so the job is going to be where I'll be home more during the week. You know, I may have 2 days off instead of one, or 1 day off instead of two, but I'll be able to come to church more than what I've been able to, because now, folks, don't get me wrong, I enjoy traveling. For the last 6 months, I've seen East Coast, Northeast. I mean, I've seen pretty things. But I do want to share this with y'all. Last Sunday night, I know no one seen the sunset because y'all was in church. But I got to see the sunset, and in the sky there was a big old purple, there was a big old red heart. So you know, I thank each and every one of you for praying for me over the last 6 months. Bertie, I especially thank you, brother, for praying for me. And you know, it's just a blessing to be able to have a free church to come to where you can worship God the way you want to. And that's about it. Just keep on praying for me and Wanda. I mean, if you ain't got nobody else to pray for, pray for Wanda, because she's got to put up with me.
Thank you, my friend. Some of you may not know. Yeah, hand clap is very appropriate. Troy drives a 18-wheeler big truck, and he's all over the country from coast to coast, and he's out days and days at a time. Well, the door's open that he can be home and still drive. So, but you know, he texts me, then I called him back or whatever, however that happened out. And he wanted me to pray and seek the Lord and for any advice or whatever, or any word from heaven. And I just found that to be so awesome. You know, you never know, but they're dependent on God. This is not the first time y'all depend on God either. And it won't be the last. We all depend on God. But when it comes, I'm going to tell you, this will preach in any house, anywhere. Life is a culmination of decisions. You need to make the right ones. And I don't guess any of us are perfect. I know I'm sure not about decisions, but pray. Follow peace. Get others to pray that you trust and have your interest in heart. Not everybody cares about you, so they're not going to pray. But in this church, they will pray for you. And they will tell you if the Lord has a word for him. And follow peace. So Troy and Juan has made this good decision, and God's going to bless. Amen. And we're so thankful. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Wanda. Y'all are special. Amen. And everything's going to be all right. I mean everything. Glory be to God forever. Well, sure.
I had somebody come to my door crying the other day. And they said, the Lord led me here and told me to stop by so you could pray for me. And when I prayed for them, they was having an attack on their mind all the way into murdering and stuff like that. And so, you know, I prayed for them, and then I coaxed them and talked to them and tell them what the word says and everything else. And before they left my house, the next day they called me and they said, I just want to thank you so much. Truly, thank you. And you know, God puts you in positions. And it's just so good to know, just to know that you can stand and people see that and they run unto you. You know that? It's really... Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah, I can't turn off that mic.
Well, you're not so unique. Others can't either. But anyway, you're getting, the word's getting out about, and people know. And it won't be the last time you pray for somebody. But you see, I mean, that could be life or death for somebody. So, you pray. Yeah. I'll tell you what, this world's about unhinged anyway. So, you're going to get more and more of this. Amen? Praise God. So, Father, dismiss us now in the power of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of your word. And I thank you, Lord, we declare this is the best week we ever had. In Jesus' mighty name, keep us safe, blessed, prosperous, healed, whole, and well. And we thank you, Lord, you already paid for it. In Jesus' name, amen.